Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thank you to everybody who helped us help the kids at St. Jude. You matter. They matter. Together, we're making it matter. St. Jude is doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like yours, families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope if you haven't. And get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It'll look good on you. Join the doctors, researchers, and join me in the fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right Brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right Brand is the number one thick-cut, hand-trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right Brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
Hey. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Hope you guys had a great weekend. Welcome back to a Monday show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's go around the room. I want to say, I don't write these intros. Sometimes they go to the same well over and over again. They're funny, but I just, for everybody here, they...
Uh-oh, they're going after
Eddie, would you like the hair one or the or the Cowboys one?
I mean, just take your pick, dude. Whichever one you want.
Hair.
You want hair? Okay.
Yeah.
This next person is my best friend and comes with me everywhere I go, but his only wish is that, well, one day his hair will grow.
Okay.
That's actually pretty good.
I mean, do you write these lunchbox?
Say hello to producer Eddie. Welcome, Eddie. Let's go.
You guys ever heard of the Nail Princess?
No.
The Nail Princess?
Like a princess of nails.
Yeah, I'd never heard of it either. But, you know, I told you a while back, my son, my four-year-old, we were at the bowling alley, and he stuck his hand in that the place where the ball comes out, and it pinched his pinky, and his nail finally came off the other night.
Ooh, all the way.
All the way. It had been purple for, like, weeks. And then it finally fell off, and he woke up yesterday, and he was like, hey, so since my nail's coming off, I think I'm going to put it under my pillow so that the Nail Princess comes overnight and gives me some money.
Isn't it, either he's conning you, which is hilarious, and there is no Nail Princess, or isn't that a brand of like nail care, Nail Princess or something?
I mean,
I am not familiar.
If my 4-year-old knows there's a brand of nail care, like that's
crazy.
So do
you think what do you think he's up to?
I think he just knows that the tooth fairy's there, and that when he loses anything that they're going to give you money under the pillow. But I'd never heard of
the nail fairy, I would think.
He called it Nail Princess.
Oh, I guess there is Princess Nail Supply.
See?
Hilarious.
You want to know why I knew that?
My mom
had a brief time where she was doing, she got her nail license, and she would do pedicures and manicures and all that nail, and I was her example. And sometimes I couldn't get off. I'd go to school and be 11, and it was not pretty. Yeah. I mean, they were pretty, but it was not pretty. And they'd be like, oh, look at the little...
Oh.
It's bad. But I knew that because I would see that back in the day.
And now my story just reminded you of that.
No, it doesn't. Sorry, actually, it's a great memory of my mom when she was trying to, like, you know, get clean and, like, you know, fix some stuff.
Okay, good.
But there is no Nail Princess.
Okay, well,
did you let him know? Are you putting money out of there?
I mean, none of the Nail Princess has not showed up yet.
Okay.
So we'll see.
Next up, his favorite teams, include the Chicago Bears. So when the playoffs come around in the NFL, he hardly cares because they don't make it. Here's Lunchbox. Let's go.
Yeah.
You guys keep telling me I need to get a 401k, so I went out this week and I tried to buy me a 401k.
What do you mean?
I went to the grocery store.
Oh, my God.
I went to a drugstore, went to the pawn shop.
You know what it is, though, right? You're just messing with them.
Well, yeah, I'm just messing with them. You guys told me, so I was just like, man, I'm at the grocery store. It'd be kind of funny if I ask them, how do I get a 401k?
Yeah, here is the first clip of Lunchbox at a grocery store.
I was just wondering, could you tell me what aisle I could find a 401k?
I wish we sold it.
You don't have it here?
Mm-mm. It's like through a company. Like, if you have a job, your job offers it to you.
Yeah, because people tell me I'm never going to be able to retire because I don't have one. So I was getting some chicken and stuff for dinner, and so I thought I would buy me a 401k.
Oh, you can't buy it. You got to get a job. You want a job here?
No. I just wanted to. Like,
you just want the benefits, the retirement benefits.
Well, no. I would buy it. Like, I'd okay. pay for it. Okay. Like, I'm not going to steal it.
It's only so much I can take.
I mean, at some point, you just let it go.
Yeah,
right?
Just, you know.
No.
You want to
no,
nail
no.
this one in. Secondly, are you, though, seriously going to start your 401k here at work?
No, I got the email that they're not doing it anymore.
No, they're not matching it for a while.
So why would you do it?
Because then it puts it away for you.
One, it's the savings.
I mean,
it's basically
I could
savings.
Put money away.
Sure, but two, they end up matching it again at some point.
Oh.
Because they only ever not do it in time.
Hey, question. Okay. Sorry, Lunchbox, but are they matching what's in there or what you put in there? Like, say I put $20 in this month. Are they going to match the $20 or are they matching the whole pot?
What pot do you have? You have none in there.
No, I'm saying if I start now, right? Like $20 this month, $20 next month, or you know it, it's $500, and then they're like, hey, alert, we're going to start matching.
But they'll start matching what you do week to week then.
Ah, yeah. Okay. See, so I'm going to wait.
But they take it out of your check.
No, you shouldn't wait.
You guys.
Okay, they don't. Okay.
Yeah. See you in retirement. Both of you two that can't stop thinking about retirement that have nothing ready for
can't
retirement.
Wait.
Oh, but then I went to the drugstore and tried it.
Yeah, we're not playing more clips. I'm good. All right.
Oh, okay.
She recently had an embarrassing moment at a live podcast, but don't worry, she still had a blast. What was that moment?
I have no idea. I had an embarrassing moment.
Yeah. Meet and greet? Oh, that's
oh,
what
yeah.
they meant.
With
oh, the older
old
man.
That was definitely embarrassing.
That was. Okay.
I thought it was that I forgot my belt and I didn't have it 1 minute before showtime.
So they were alive.
Well, I didn't know.
And I thought it was the time where
that.
I farted on stage. All right, here she is. Amy, everybody.
So I'm going to try to get my dog into a doggy daycare that like your dogs go to. Because she has so much energy.
Daytime. We send Eller.
Yes. I think she needs to just play with other dogs, or at least we just need to get her out of our house so she doesn't eat things there. But the problem is, you have to pass some tests to get in.
Stanley had to do that.
Right.
Eller passed easy. Stanley struggled at first.
So what tips do you have?
Don't have a bulldog that loves being like the Kool-Aid man, running through things. Because he also got two warnings pretty quickly.
Okay.
Or one more, they were kicking him out.
Oh, yeah,
now
that's
he's
right.
like the belle of all there. But, yeah, you just have to, there's no tips. You just send it. Hope it comes back good.
Wish for the best.
They don't want any aggressive dogs. Where Stanley's not aggressive, he just is large.
Physical.
Runs through things. Yes.
And I guess it is, it's a temperament test. But, God, there's a wait list. It's like trying to get
there's
your kid
a wait
into
list?
Preschool.
Wow. I must have gotten a good time before the school got all crazy.
Right.
Yeah. All right, Ray, go ahead.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he loves chicken fried steak, and it took him many years before he got his big break. Bobby Bones.
Thank you very much. So, one of my good friends, one of my best friends, is Andy Roddick, who was a professional tennis player, number one in the world, won the U.S. Open. But he played in a pickleball tournament we talked about on the show. And the pickleball tournament paid out $1 million. He won it, which is crazy.
Amazing.
And I talked to him last night, and he is sending a bunch of pickleball gear up here.
Yes!
So...
For?
Us!
Well, for everybody who hasn't made fun of pickleball.
I have not.
You have not.
So I have not.
What are you looking at me for?
Have you made fun of pickleball?
Yeah, but I'm taking some equipment.
Well, no, it's not coming actually. Here's kind of my house.
Okay.
And then I will be, dishing it out accordingly. But he wants everybody to know that he's making this donation of pickleball equipment to the Bobby Bones Show.
Okay.
They only had, because I went through and picked out a bunch of the stuff, they only had one team paddle. I know everybody has their favorite pro team. And that team paddle was a Dallas Cowboys paddle. Eddie, so I ordered you a Dallas Cowboys pickleball paddle.
Let's go.
That's correct. So we got stuff coming, but that's from Andy. And he says, because Amy was giving a crap about winning $1 million.
I did not.
You said, hope he donates it to charity.
I did. No. But back up. I didn't say, I hope he donates. That's not at all.
No, you said he probably will.
You said he probably will.
Guys, if you go back.
I'm sure he donates a lot to charity, but he doesn't have to donate every check.
I know he doesn't. I simply.
What if I said about you, Amy?
Okay.
I bet she does pretty good. I hope she donates her check to charity. You'd feel weird, wouldn't you?
You're putting words in my mouth. Mm-hmm. I said, I assumed he was play. It was a charity tournament.
No, I said they were paid $1 million.
And then when you said that, I was like, cool, he probably kept it. Great.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did.
No. Here's Lunchbox at the drugstore trying to buy some 401k.
There we go.
Looking over the gift cards, and I didn't see any for 401k.
401k?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's supposed to be something about retirement. I don't know. Someone told me that I need to get one for retirement, and so they told me they got it here. So I was just like, I looked, and I didn't see a 401k over there.
I mean, I know like 401ks as far as what you, you know, what you would have with your employer type of deal, but I don't know anything about a gift card. For...
There you go. Feel better?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good job, man.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Except you can hear the guy.
What is that? Oh, he was very confused.
It's time for the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My girlfriend and I have been together for almost 2 years. Earlier this year, we moved in together. Now I'm having major regrets about this step too soon. Before, she would sometimes get jealous when she thought I was out with other people and there were some girls in our group. But now she gives me a hard time anytime she doesn't know exactly where I am and when I'll be home. Before, when we'd argue, I could just retreat to my house. Things would be better when we saw each other, but now I have nowhere to go. I feel like I'm walking on eggshells all the time, and I just want to run away now. But we've signed a lease together and are stuck for another 10 months at least. What should I do? Is there any fixing this situation? Signed, boyfriend who may have jumped the gun.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to say this, though. Anytime you make a big change in your life, there's always a freak out period because you're like, oh no, it's not going exactly as my wildest dream had hoped it might. And so I might have made a big mistake. That's any time I've made a big change in my life, it's always been that way. If you just wait for a second, it corrects course, or then you further solidify the fact that you're right. I would say, because it is so new, don't run away right now. Don't break up and live in the same house. Don't do anything crazy. Oh, you just need to sit with it for a little bit and try to manage this part of the relationship, because it's not comfortable. But I'm going to say you might be emotionally acting, because sometimes when you're thrust into a new place, it's just scary. So that's first. But second of all, she sounds crazy. So I'm going to, I do want to say that too. Okay. I do want to put that on there.
His side.
Okay, but we don't have hers, right? We're just talking to him.
We're based on this.
And his side of what he wrote. If your girl is getting jealous every time you do anything and there's another girl, she has something in her past that is creating that jealousy. Either she got cheated on, her parents got cheated on, there's been some sort of deception. So first of all, don't just be mad at her for that. Try to find the reason why that's affecting her the way it is.
Well, I immediately wondered too if he maybe gave her any reason to.
That could be it too. There's some root. I'm not going to put that there because he probably would have said that.
Sure. Yeah.
And he probably wouldn't have.
Or maybe not.
Well, he wouldn't have emailed in going, I don't understand.
Yeah.
Because you understand if you cheated on him.
Gotcha.
So I'm going to say at some point in her life, there's been some sort of deception or cheating or some reason that has made her jealous of today's situations. It's up to you to go find that. You got to get your lure, toss it in the water, and fish around a little bit till you catch that big bass. And that's her going, yes, this is what's happened. This is why I'm acting this way. And then from that, you can build a future forward or not, but you kind of need to know why she's acting that way. Nobody's just crazy jealous for no reason ever. And if she's been burned in her past, it's not fair you're being treated like this, but you at least can understand why and get to a healthier place with her if she's worth it to you in that relationship. That's my thought. Don't run away. You got to figure out what the root is. Go and dig that root out. It's like a tooth. You got a tooth that's all messed up. If it's down in the root, they got to take the whole root out. That's called a root canal. So you got a root canal, this thing. Amy.
Well, I think, too, you do need to find somewhere to retreat to. All people need that if you're in any type of cohabitation situation.
So
what does that look like for you? Could it be a yoga class or like another outlet or a place you can go?
There are girls there.
A place to go is like
for a day, for 3 days. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's like an hour in the car.
Like stay at a buddy's house.
Yeah. And you don't want to do that.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm just saying, like, be intentional about get ahead of it so that you're not like, oh, my gosh, I have nowhere to go. He said he feels like he's walking on eggshells. And that's not a good, healthy place to be in your home. So maybe is cohabitation therapy a thing?
There's therapy for everything. But I think it's finding out why she's acting that way.
Yeah.
And my understanding when he says nowhere to go, because what he used to do is go home.
Yeah.
Mm. Yep.
It's not go to the grocery store. That's not home. Home is now there. You're stuck. Even if you go away for an hour or 2 hours, she's still mad when you get home. So it's tough. But if you want to make this next 10 months not so terrible, you got to figure out why she is feeling and acting out this way.
Look, they did the classic, oh, we're a fighting couple, let's have a baby, it'll make it better. He says she was always jealous, thought moving in together would make it better. She's always going to be jealous, she's crazy, run for the hills, it's over, it's not going to work. You can never girls don't get unjealous.
Where'd the baby stuff come from?
No,
that was random.
Yeah, yeah. And as an example, there's couples that are married, and they're like, "Oh man, we're thinking about divorce. We fight so much. You know what? If we have a baby, it'll make it better."
So what's he doing that they're adding into it?
Is they moved in together? He said she used to be jealous when I'd go places, so we moved in together. I thought it would be better, and it's worse. And that's exactly what he made the mistake thinking moving in would make it better. It's having the baby.
Yeah, I don't feel like he said they moved in because they were fighting about jealousy. I feel like he said they were together 2 years and they
moved
in.
And he said he thought it would get better, and it's gotten worse. So that tells you she's never going to get over it. You got to run for the hills.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lunchbox took some liberties with their narrative.
Yeah, a lot there. But that's okay. So you're just saying run?
Run. It's over.
What about the lease?
Hey, find someone to sublet it. Break it. They'll let you out of it. Pay a little fine. It's not worth it.
Oh, really? Did they let you do that? I was actually wondering that.
Yes. I've never broken a lease.
Me either. He's acting like this guy has no feelings for her and doesn't love her. Like, clearly he
I understand, but he can't walk on eggshells, and you're never going to change her jealousy.
But if you've been together 2 years and you have this invested into the relationship and you think she's amazing except for this one really bad thing, why not try to figure out the bad thing?
Which might be a little bit uncomfortable, but that's okay. It's going to be fruitful. The reward that comes from that is going to be better than just ignoring it.
And the reward also can be, I just don't want to be with her anymore, but at least you'll know.
Mm, yeah.
And that's a reward in itself, isn't it, guys?
Yes.
Yeah. Knowledge.
I'm going to say figure out why she's so jealous. You got to do that. It's going to be uncomfortable to talk about, but you got to get down to it. You got to poke that nerve and then figure it out. Then you figure you out after that. We took a lot of jumps with that story, Lunchbox. He just was like assigning all kinds of stuff there.
The baby?
All right, there you go. You guys want to email us, you can. Morgan, what is that email address?
Mailbag@bobbybones.com.
All right, close it.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first-year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. You have to have your taxes done by April 18th or file for an extension by April 18th. That's tax day. Now, we talk about taxes on this show because Lunchbox wants to write everything off, things that you can't write off, things that aren't really work expenses. But his idea is, well, if I talk about it on the radio, it's now an expense. That is not true. I've learned that is not true.
My bike that I ride to work, write it off.
That would be like me writing off my car that drove me to work, and you can't do that. You can write off gas, like a fraction of a for each mile.
Mm-hmm.
No, no, not mm-hmm. That's different than what you're saying. I can't write off my car for coming into work.
But I bought my bike for work. We talk about it on the air.
I bought my car to get to work. But you talk about it on the air.
You didn't buy it to talk about it on the air.
But if you, it doesn't matter. I can't fall down the slide. Now, over the years, he comes in and talks about how much that he gets back from the government. List us off some years.
2013, $11,000.
Wow. That's good.
Dollars.
It's a lot of money.
Next year?
$8,642.
Okay.
$9,303.
I guess the two things that pop up. One, he's doing something wrong because he shouldn't be getting back that much money. But two, is he just paying in that anyway and just getting back? Like, is he overpaying?
Possibly. Through...
Right, because that's the refund.
Right.
They're refunding you.
They refund it to make it even. They're not giving you some sort of bonus for being a good American citizen.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
I don't know why they give you money. I don't understand taxes, but I just know I get these checks and I like it.
But it was money you're already paying in that you wouldn't have to.
Really?
Unless you're cheating.
Well, I'm not cheating.
Okay. What are some of the stuff you write? I don't know. Just walk me through a couple things. That you would write off and the bike, obviously.
Plane tickets.
Okay. Fair. To what?
Wherever I go.
No, not fair. It can't be to wherever you go. It has to be something specifically for work.
Like if I fly down to Florida for vacation. You know what I mean?
I'm curious to know how you write this off.
Easy.
Go ahead.
We're on the air in Tampa. That's a work location.
No. But do you go into the radio station?
No. But I meet listeners.
On purpose?
Maybe.
No.
I post where I'm at and they come say hi.
Okay, that you can't write that off.
I will agree to disagree on that one.
I mean, he can.
I can. That's what I'm saying.
Sorry, you shouldn't.
That's a business trip.
Okay. So.
Like, I go to Austin.
It's where you're from. It's your home.
Yeah, my hometown.
Yeah.
We're on the air there. Boom.
Why do you just go boom? You don't say anything else about it.
He's meaning listeners say hi.
But that's not right.
I've been to the radio station there.
You've been?
Yeah.
When?
Of course.
Like, over Christmas, I was there, and I went to the radio station.
But how many?
For one day.
But why'd you go to the radio station?
I record some stuff.
For what? What was the recording?
Sore Losers Podcast.
Not the same as...
But that's still work.
But you didn't go... It doesn't matter. I want to move on.
Thank you.
The day has come, he tells me. I don't know what this is. He says the IRS has finally reached out to him.
Yes!
I got the voicemail.
Uh-oh.
But I...
Saying they'd like to talk to me.
So what are we going to play here?
The voicemail. I didn't return the call. And I haven't listened to the voicemail.
You didn't return the call?
No.
You haven't listened to this either?
No. I haven't listened to it. But, you know, like when you go to your voicemail and you click on it, it transcribes and it says, hey, this is so-and-so from the tax.
Oh, you just saw the words.
And it's Alexa Gray is the person that called me.
Okay, here is Lunchbox's IRS voicemail.
This is a tax debt and settlement notification. All U.S. citizens on our state list may qualify for the new tax debt compromise, which is part of the American Rescue Plan. The open enrollment.
This is a scam.
Yeah.
That's
a scam.
That doesn't sound real.
It's not the IRS either.
Mm-hmm. Like, we looked up the other day that the IRS isn't going to call you.
Oh, we did talk about that.
Oh. So you ignored it completely.
Yeah, 100% because I was like, oh, no.
Well, you should ignore that. I think that's a scam. I'm not sure it is, but it's... Right, play it again.
It has started, but is only for a limited time.
Scam.
This may allow you to...
IRS doesn't give you, like, a BOGO.
Mm-hmm.
Buy one tax free, get another one free.
No, but it said limited time.
Yeah, that's like, what I'm saying. They don't give you deals like that.
You know what else I just realized? He came to us because he's a little scared that IRS is actually after him, so he knows he's doing wrong.
No, just got a little nervous.
Why?
Because, I mean, you are always nervous when you get called by the authorities. Doesn't matter what. If you're pulled over by a cop, you get nervous no matter what, even though you know
but
you're
But I
clean.
Still talk to the cop. I don't run from it like you just did that voicemail.
Yeah, I just saw the transcribed, you know, and I was like, uh-oh.
They're coming after
And
you.
So you thought it'd be best to just play it on the air and hear it here?
Well, I was just like, if I'm with...
You're going to hear it, it's a bit. Maybe Employee of the Month?
If I'm in the circle of trust, you guys can make me feel safe and make me feel better.
But we weren't. You're doing wrong. You're going to get in trouble eventually. No.
Hey, close one, man. Close one.
Dodge the bullet.
You did dodge a scam.
Have you done your taxes this year?
Not yet. I like to wait till the last minute, man.
Will you do them yourself?
Yeah.
You don't have a tax guy?
No. Where do you get a tax guy?
Anywhere.
Google.
The mall.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm going to walk into the mall, and I'm going to trust that guy to handle my money? Yeah, right. I already don't even trust banks. You think I'm just going to hand over my stuff to some guy in a mall?
So you'd rather you do it?
Yeah.
And then where do you get the page to do it?
Oh, that TurboTax, like 2016, 2017. Yeah, you used to do TurboTax. I got it from like years ago.
I don't understand what you're saying about the years.
Yeah, what's the date?
Like,
what is that?
I don't know if they come out with a new. I think mine is edition 2017 or something like that.
Oh, the software.
That you still use?
Yeah.
You don't use 2022 or 2023?
I think you got to pay for more.
Oh, so you bought that one. You just keep using
it. Yeah.
There's surely going to be nothing wrong with that, right, guys?
I'm sure it's fine.
All right, they're going to kick in the door one day.
Well, luckily,
I thought today was the day.
Yeah, yeah. Me too. Okay. Good luck, Lunchbox.
Thank you.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So in North Carolina, students owed a ton of money in school lunch debt. And if you think about it, well, who comes in and takes care of that? Well, this pastor, Pastor Dickey, and his wife, Tammy, they decided they were going to take this problem to their church and say, hey, we're collecting an offering and we want to put it towards this school lunch debt to help these students out. They were able to raise $23,000.
Dang. If you don't pay the debt to it, it can keep you from graduating. It can keep you from, well, a lot of things.
Oh, man.
That's what stinks. Now, I was on free lunch. So it's a program. It's kind of like if you can't afford lunch, they just make sure. So it comes from like a grant part of it, and which is great, except they put us in the free lunch line.
No, we're not great.
Everyone saw you standing there.
Yeah, there were some of us in the free lunch line. We were just like, hey, pick on that group of people.
Oh, man.
That was a bad one. But now there is no free lunch line, apparently, but the students that go into debt have to figure out a way to pay it. But it's awesome that they did that.
Yeah, and I love that this story is out there because it'll remind people, hey, you can check with your local school and see if you can make a donation yourself to help some of these kids out.
Yeah, it's not really something that they share. I bet if they shared that openly, like on a school's Twitter, if they were like, hey, at this point of the year, students are this much in debt. If it's $4,000, I bet more people would help out if they just knew. That should be something they publicize more. Mm-hmm. You don't have to say what students. That would not be good.
No.
Call them out by name.
Yes. Okay, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
It's now time for
Rejected Segments.
People ask, what makes it a rejected segment? Well, it's either dangerous or hurtful or get us fired or just be boring. But it's so rejected, we actually never consider doing it. And you guys don't even know what I'm about to say.
No.
But
no
some
clue.
Of them, though, we kind of do them to see if they were good or not. So that's fun. The number five rejected segment from last month.
Number five.
Ray suggests, what's something that you and your spouse totally disagree about? And that's a tricky one.
There's a lot.
Yeah, do we really want to do that?
Right, it's just, do we want to go full with it? And if we only go halfway, then our listeners know we're only going halfway. So we can do it. Eddie?
No.
You must. Okay.
No.
I want to tap out too.
I'm out of this one. No chance. I started to think about it.
Me too.
Like,
and if I were
going to
go safe, I would say Oklahoma versus Arkansas football. But you know that's not a real one. So I'm going to go. I'm gonna tap out.
Yeah, me too. Tapping out.
Amy. Lunchbox.
Thanks. Yeah, we disagree on just because she cooks dinner doesn't mean she doesn't have to do the dishes.
She thinks
because she cooks dinner that I should do the dishes.
Yeah, sounds good.
And I say, hey, I'm at work all day. That's your job.
We don't say that.
I say, I understand you cook, but that's what you are bringing to the household. Like, so if you cook, you should clean also. Like, that's your job.
But do you ever cook and do the dishes?
No, I very rarely cook.
But if you do cook, will you ever do the dishes as well?
Yeah.
No problem. Yeah. So you say that's her contribution, so she should do both.
Yes.
Contribution or job? That's her job.
Job.
Yeah.
Because I come to work. I have all this stuff I do at work. I come home. It's my time to relax. Mm-hmm. She's relaxing all day.
But is she relaxing? Like, what is she doing during the day, really?
I mean,
sounds like she's taking care of
catching
the kids.
Up on the Kardashians.
No, sounds like.
No. I mean, she started the Kardashians from the beginning recently and is going all the way back to when they were kids.
No, Lunchbox's kids go to daycare.
All of them?
Yeah.
Wait, she's at home, but all the kids are at daycare?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe he's got a point.
Stop, he does not.
Maybe she's onto something.
Thank you.
And the reason Ray was going to bring this up, because I do think this is a pretty interesting. You guys fight about what?
What is it, Republican, Democrat?
No.
What on earth?
I was thinking that might be one.
Oh, boy.
Is it about money?
No, the money. Yeah.
So when she sells stuff online, sometimes if the people come all the way to our place, she'll feel bad and just give it to them for free. And I explained to her that it's business. It's okay to get money from people.
So she'll go to Facebook Marketplace or whatever, list it. $20, I get a table. Then she comes and goes, ah, I just take the table for free.
It drives me insane.
Oh, that's crazy. That's bananas. You're right on that one, Ray.
No, I get it.
She's no, sweet. Ray's right on that one, though. That ain't a charity thing. If they want to buy it and they're coming to buy it.
That's like having a garage sale and then they come up to be like, here's all the stuff. And be like, actually, just take it. No! Like, it has a price tag on it.
Number four.
Although I like that one, Ray. Maybe it's a little quick to reject that. Lunch's story was, like, really took you to the next level, and you closed it off.
Thank you.
Number four. Eddie asks, how do you answer the phone? He wants to do a whole segment on, do you say hello?
Yeah.
What up? Yo? So he wants us to all answer the phone, just like we're answering the phone.
Depends who's calling.
Everyone's different.
Yeah. Okay. Eddie's calling. Okay. Amy, go.
Hey.
Lunchbox.
What up?
Why are you calling me?
That's true. That's how you do it.
Because I don't talk on the phone.
What do you want?
I'm like, just FaceTime me if you can FaceTime or text me. I don't like talking on the phone.
All right, change the caller. Do it again.
Who is it now?
Let's go Lunchbox. Lunchbox calls you.
Well, no. It's like the same. We have a different category.
Oh, okay. Okay, the doctor.
Okay. Oof.
Hello?
Hi. Because you're worried.
The doctor. Hey, what's going on?
Oh, you want
to
hear mine?
You say what's going on to your doctor?
I think
doctor?
So. Like what? Literally, what's going on?
Oh, okay.
Like not like what's going on? Like hey, what's going on? Like what's going on?
Yeah, like what?
Yeah, okay, like okay. Literal. Yeah.
What's up, doc?
Okay, shut up.
You know, that's so stupid. That's why I was rejected because you come up with stupid.
What if it's our CEO that's calling your phone?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You answer the phone, Eddie. How do you answer it?
Hello. Yes. Hello, sir.
What you doing?
You just trail on.
Hello, yes, sir. Can I help you,
Amy?
Hello.
I think you got the wrong number.
When I used to work in sales, I always answered my phone. This is Amy.
Yeah.
How would you do it, Bones? CEO. Yo, what up?
If it rang,
what's the haps?
I'd be like, hey, man, what's going on?
Wow, that's cool.
It's a different tone of what's going on, but like really what's going on. He wouldn't just be calling me to catch up.
Right.
And I like to get to the point. I don't like to do a lot of small talk.
Mm-hmm.
Number three.
Raymundo wants to celebrate something. He wants to do a whole segment about something that's opening up. Raymundo, I hear your pool has opened.
Yeah! It is officially pool season. They close it down for 4 months every year, and you can't even go to the pool area. So there's going to be sunsets. They have a new grill. They have these island chairs where you're in the water, but you're actually on dry land. It is going to be awesome.
Yeah, that's rejected. We ain't even worried about that one, are we?
Number two.
This one's from Lunchbox. Mike D should regain all the weight he lost and see if he can do it again.
What on
earth? If he can lose 100 pounds again, I give him $1 for every pound he loses.
What?
What's wrong with that?
Were you, like, desperate one
night? Yeah, totally desperate.
No, hey.
I think it's a funny idea.
It's called following a journey, guys. It's a good storyline.
I think it's a funny idea. We're never going
to
do that.
He worked so hard to lose all that weight.
Well, let's see him do it again.
And there's just some money involved, too.
Exactly.
But also, you're going to lose 100 pounds, you're going to get $100. Like, it needs to be... We'll give him 1 cent for every pound he loses.
Other people could sponsor him.
Yeah, we're not going to do that, but that's a funny idea. Let's go to the next one.
Number one.
And from Lunchbox, you know how we do... You know how...
What?
You know how we do drafts.
Yeah.
Lunchbox wants to draft country artists that Amy should date next.
Okay.
That's pretty funny,
actually.
The next
thing he's going to say, and then
what? What's wrong with that?
No, because you know what did we do back in the day? Like, we'd send people on dates with people, and they'd come back and, like, report. Remember?
Are you fishing for us to send you on
dates? Remember the segment? Actually, I don't like this rejection segment. Let's do a blind date.
Remember it a little more detailed?
No. Can we do the dating game with country artists?
No, I was saying that's what's going to be next. But no, I'm not implying that at all whatsoever.
Well, there you go.
Wait, who would you draft number one? Like, if you had number one draft pick, who would you draft?
Think about this one.
There's not single ones.
No, I'm gonna
There's
ask.
A lot of single.
I'm gonna do a little something here. George Strait.
Not single.
I don't care.
Oh, so
Eddie, who would you draft?
It'd just be fun for her, so I just send her over George Strait.
That'd be weird. Michael Ray.
Man, I don't know if he's single though, but
I think George Strait, dude. It doesn't matter. No, it's fantasy land.
Brett Eldridge.
Oh, it's a good one. Okay,
I could never let that one happen.
No?
No. Too close to friends. I don't want two friends.
I'm just saying. I mean, that's... It's not bad. Number two?
Now we're doing the draft?
Now we're literally doing the draft. Kip Moore.
That's a good one. Amy, Kip.
Guys, I'm...
Hey, little Amy sitting in her chair.
That was Rejected Segments.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle... then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. It's now time for TikTok show and tell. Things we've learned on TikTok in the past week. I'll go first. Here is how to blur your house and your car on Google Street View. Because it shows all, if you happen to be doing something bad, whenever they drove by, it's up there. Or if you don't want your house up there, it's up there anyway. Go ahead.
Street View kind of feels like an invasion of privacy and could be dangerous. You don't know who's looking for cameras or side windows to climb through? Go to the website from your computer. Look up your address, then click on the photo for Street View. Click on Report a Problem on the bottom right. It's very small. This red box will pop up. Move it around until everything you want blurred is inside. Answer the questions, fill in all the additional information, and hit submit.
And then it does. It blurs it. You just have to know to go over there.
That's cool.
That's from at ATTN. Here's one from at @creative_explained. Here's how to make your shoes smell good just using a tea bag if you have stinky shoes.
If your shoes smell, just put a tea bag in each. Overnight, the odor will be gone.
You just eat it up.
Wow.
Throw 2 tea bags.
Really?
In. Wow. And then we mentioned earlier, in case you missed it, same group. They're talking about cleaning your shoes just using a potato.
Turn a potato on the side and then go over the white parts. It's magic. Look how beautiful white it comes out. White. Natural, no toxic chemicals. Oh, look at that one.
You can eat what you cleaned with.
Wow.
Hey, you can eat your wash rag. And then finally, here's how to make stainless steel shine.
If you want to make anything stainless steel shine, just sprinkle some baking soda on half a lime like this. And check this out.
Beautiful.
And they proved it's beautiful by going ding. And ding.
little chime.
There's mine. Some little life hacks there. Amy, what do you have?
Mine's at Max Clemenko. And he says that 9 times out of 10, you'll be able to cut in line if you use this one word.
Psychologists claim that just the word because acts as a shortcut to rationalization. So no matter how lame your actual reason is, our brain thinks it's justified, making us more likely to comply with your request.
Can I just go in front of you? Because my coat is orange, so I just thought. Okay, thank you so much. Would it be possible for me to cut in front of you? Because the sun shines. Yeah, we shine together in the...
Sun shines?
Yeah. Is it okay?
Yeah.
Sorry. Thank you, guys. Sorry, actually, can I cut the line because of my power?
Yeah, you can do
we're here, actually.
Oh, sorry. Thank you. I just got in line because of the global recession and all of those things. Thank you so much.
Hi there. Sorry, are you in the queue?
Huh? Is it possible for me to cut in front of you? Because I have a ring to pay. Thank you. Sorry. Hi there. Sorry. Can I just cut in?
What's funny is if you just hear because, you just assume something's about to be said as a real reason. And you just go, yeah, yeah, go ahead. If they ask and they go, hey, would you mind if I do this? Because, and you're just like, well, then. At first I thought it was stupid, but then I started to think, you know what? I'd be like, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah. Well,
and that he has the accents at the beginning, but that's what he said. Psychologists say that our brains automatically do what you were just saying.
I just go, oh, well, if he has a reason, I'm going to be nice and let him go.
Mm-hmm. My coat is orange.
Eddie.
All right. This is cool. So you can play the clip, Ray, but it has words here and a visual. So Bones, watch this while I'm telling the story. In 1994, Alan Jackson was told he was playing the ACM Awards before the show, but his band was playing a track. So they weren't going to actually be playing the instruments. He didn't like that. So he said, hey, drummer, play without sticks. So if you notice in this clip, the drummer's right behind him playing the drums without his drumsticks.
It's funny. They were just playing a big track of music and drums because they weren't going to mic at all.
Yeah.
And so that's hilarious. The drummer's playing with no sticks.
He's just got his hands aiming like he's playing the drums but with no drumsticks.
Alan Jackson has a history of kind of sticking it to award shows. Once they were like the George Jones tribute and he did a George Jones song anyway. When they were like, hey, don't do that.
Damn, that's cool, man.
Yeah. It's hilarious. This guy's playing drums and no sticks. They're doing close-ups on everybody except the drummer.
Right, but you can see him behind Alan Jackson playing without sticks.
That's funny. All right, Lunchbox, what do you got?
I found a magic trick, guys. Listen, I'm not into magic. I don't know how this works. I tried it. Boom, nailed it. My wife tried it, nailed it. This dude, Andres Hernandez. Listen to this. Bobby, I need you to get a calculator and do this because it is going to blow.
Is it magic or math?
Well, it's a magic trick, but it's math.
Okay,
but it's
go ahead.
It's fascinating. Hit it.
They say if you put your shoe size and add two zeros, minus the year you were born, plus the year you're on, you should get this number. And the last two digits is your age or how old you should be turning this year.
Come on.
It's just a math thing. I mean, I got mine.
Yeah, but everyone's shoe size is different.
Oh, my God, you're 43!
I know. Guys, you're
freaking
out.
That's crazy.
You're freaking out.
It is crazy.
Okay. No, that's crazy,
bro. How did that happen?
That's crazy, dude.
Right, that is crazy.
Like, how is Amy going to get the same number with her shoe size?
That's what I'm saying.
What is it again? What's the thing?
Yeah, I want to hear
it. So your shoe size.
Yeah, okay. Add two zeros.
Okay. So let's just
plus,
hold on.
Or minus the year you were born.
No. Let me do something else. This is what you're probably missing. Go ahead. Read to me again. Go. Okay, plus two zeros. Go ahead.
Minus the year you were born.
Okay.
Plus the current year.
Okay.
And then whatever number, the last two digits or whatever age you are.
I put in the wrong shoe size. I still got my age.
Oh, yeah. This is right. I'm 23.
Well, you did just wrong.
You didn't do it right.
But I put in the wrong shoe size. I wore a size 6 and I still got it. So it's
okay.
A math thing
okay,
that just,
okay.
That one doesn't. It's probably an even number. The double zero is just an even number, regardless of what it is. Therefore, guys,
okay,
you guys act like David Blaine just showed up and a tiger came out of his butt.
Sorry, I did it and I was like blown away. I sent it to my wife. She did it and she was blown away.
Okay.
And I was like, this is the most fascinating thing ever.
Guys, I got to get it. So 1981.
Because the birth year is what the real difference is. It's okay. The only thing.
Okay. And then that.
Because it's split something in half. That's okay. An even number.
You're right.
And they tricked us.
You're right.
They tricked me. I thought I knew magic.
I mean. It's a cool party trick.
I could not.
But if someone's doing a party trick with a calculator, you know it's all math anyway. Unless they turn it upside down and like, look, boobs.
That's you ever done that one?
Yeah, I did all the time back in the day.
Okay.
Morgan, do you have one of these?
I do.
Okay, go ahead.
I learned from a woman named Velma that a bar of soap can keep bugs out of your house.
Take your bar of soap and you run it on the inside of your door frame. And we use our spring. And it keeps the bugs out of the house.
Didn't someone tell me recently, too, about soap in the front yard?
Yeah, my neighbors, they were talking about, and it was Irish Springs was what they recommended, too, like shaving it into little sprinkles and sprinkling it all throughout around your house and everywhere and so that the bugs don't come into the backyard.
So yard, house, under your arms, lunchbox, you should put some there.
Try that.
No, I'm
your hair for the bugs not to be up there.
Oh, stop. I don't have bugs in my hair.
Prove it. Okay, TikTok show and tell. Everybody, nice job.
Yeah.
Although,
You guys all reacted a little too strongly to Lunchbox's magic trick.
Man, I fell for
pretty
that.
Cool. I finally got
it's
it.
It's not cool.
It said 42.
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying.
But you can put any shoe size in. It's still the two zeros are what's important because it's an even number at the end.
That was still crazy.
And the only no, it's not. Okay. Thank you. Here's a voicemail from David.
After about 9 years of service, I'm moving from Southern Pines, North Carolina, back home to Seattle. And I just want to say you guys are awesome. I'm listening to you guys driving cross country and just you guys got me cracking up. So I just want to say thanks and keep doing what you're doing.
Appreciate that. When's the last time you drove, I don't know, over 10 hours? Last time you did a road trip of any kind? Can you think? I mean, ours would be Oklahoma because that trip ride is right about there. Christmas time. The old, we have what, you know, what we call the Hillbilly Trail. And I call it that anyway because I'm from Arkansas. She's from Oklahoma. So we make that loop. So instead of the Oregon Trail, we call it the Hillbilly Trail, and we go to Arkansas, then up to Oklahoma. Luckily, we grew up kind of around each other, and then back over, but that back leg of it's tough.
Oh, man.
Because that's the longest part of Hillbilly.
That's where you get bit by, like, a snake and stuff?
Yeah, you get sort of disease. But it's Hillbilly Trail. It's like, he forgot to brush his teeth. He lost three. It's not the same as Oregon Trail.
That's funny.
Yeah, married his cousin accidentally. Will he survive? Last time?
Well, I mean, mine might as well be 10 hours because it was unexpected. I was supposed to be flying and the flight was supposed to be 1 hour and my flight got canceled in Colorado. So I had to drive from Denver to Pagosa Springs. But my brother-in-law, he had to come get me. So 5 hours to come get me, 5 hours to take me back.
And there was an accident too that you saw, right?
But yeah, I was in an accident.
Oh, you were
that
in
was,
it.
That was when my flight
so
got canceled.
So he had a trip.
Yeah, he had
you
a trip.
Had not a road
you
trip.
You only had 5 hours.
You got picked up.
Yeah, but I still had to ride in the car for 5 hours.
That's easy.
That's not 10 hours. Easy. He had the 10 hours.
Amy, on ours, I don't die of dysentery like they did in Oregon Trail. I die of no dentistry.
Right.
On the Hillbilly Trail. Yes. Eddie, last road trip?
Oh, when we go to San Antonio from Nashville, I mean, that's easily 14-hour drive with all the kids. It's brutal.
What, do you get them all iPads?
Yes. They have for most of it, but then they die, and then you got to charge them.
The kids do? And you have to get new kids?
No, the iPads.
Oh. Dang. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
How often do you wash your towels, like, that you shower and dry with?
Every time.
Every single time?
Every use?
Yeah, but if it touches the old BH, it's out.
Well, you don't have to touch there.
Yeah, I do. Everything needs to be dried.
You got to dry it up.
If it touches the BH or the BS.
Okay.
The BS.
Well, when you go to the grocery store, I'll take a, what kind of sack would you like? Would you like a paper?
Got it. If it touches
the BH or the BS, it goes. It goes right to the dirty clothes.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Straight on, fast speed delivery, Amazon, ultra fast, whatever it takes. What else?
Okay, well, a dermatologist is saying you don't have to do it every washing.
She hasn't dried my BS or BH then.
But she said three uses is the ideal time to wash.
That's disgusting.
Why?
You dry your butt three times?
Hey, why do you, we don't have to keep saying that. And
but
not
that's the thing I'm thinking about.
But
you're not worried about your back.
Isn't it also clean?
Yeah, exactly.
Because you're getting out of the shower.
Hey, is it ever really clean?
That's a good question.
I want to know.
Okay, this was not the point
of the
story.
My mind goes, what do you want?
But, okay, three washes and dries, but then when you are done with it, like that first, second shower, hang it up so that it can air dry evenly because it's the moisture where it's wet, where the bacteria starts to grow.
I felt that. I just...
It looked like a wadded in a... ball.
BH or BS goes bye-bye.
Okay. Well, three times.
Go
because,
ahead.
Because, hey, well, you know, it's expensive.
I hear you. Environment, everything, but I'm just telling you, that's all. That's where my mind goes. Go ahead.
So there's an HR boss who used to work for Microsoft, and he shared the one question that he always asked in job interviews. It actually had nothing to do with the job.
Go ahead.
Okay. Tell me something you've learned in the last couple of days.
This is what I would say to that one. So if you take your phone, and let's say my wife is my background, my lock screen. I learned this. You can have multiple lock screens at once. I just learned this by accident. If you take your thumb and you just push down on your lock screen, all the ones that you've had, you can use all of them. So you can switch out your lock screen just by holding it down. Did you know that?
No, did not.
So you could have four or five of them. Hold it down. Hold it down.
Legit.
Did you know that?
I don't know what is happening, but my daughter set this up where I can just tap. And
oh,
I
you have a lot of lock screens.
Yeah.
You don't have to just sit with one. So I tell you what. I was at a game, basketball game, and they put me on TV at the basketball game, and I was holding up my phone. Because I was like, yeah, it's just in my hands. And you see my picture of my wife right on my phone on TV. And she's like, hey, if there are cameras around, maybe you just do something random on your lock screen. It didn't have to be all about me. So, but yeah, if you just take your thumb and you hold down your lock screen, any other screens you've used for lock screen, you can swipe between and switch.
Wow, that's cool.
That would be my answer, but I probably wouldn't get the job for that one.
Why not? He just wants people to be able to answer something quickly, he said. It could be something they learned how to cook at home.
Well, I'm now the new CEO of Microsoft, guys.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, hey, congratulations.
So, hey, keep that in mind if you have to interview people. Luke Combs wants listeners to pick his next single. You still have time to vote. He's going to announce it at his Nashville show on Saturday, who the winner is. And then when that song is announced, boom, it's going to hit radio airwaves. And then whoever voted for that, like, you'll have a chance to get a ticket to his last show of the tour.
I mean, it's like a request at a concert because Eddie and I'll be like, all right, who wants to hear a request? Not a single person will yell grandma's song. We'll be like, oh, they want to hear the grandma's song.
Right.
We have like 9 Freebirds, you know, a couple AC/DCs. Hey, you know, do a song from Paul Simon. And we're like, oh, you want the grandma's song. Okay.
They always think somebody yelled the grandma's
song. Yeah, because there's so many people yelling it.
Okay, so you think they already have it picked?
Yes, and then just somebody who picks it's going to probably win some tickets or something.
Okay, yeah. So you have until tomorrow night at midnight, lukehombs.com. And then, yeah, you could be selected to go to his stadium show in Philadelphia.
We probably already know what it is, don't we?
Well, it's between Five Leaf Clover and Love You Anyway.
Oh, it's only two, so you don't get to pick all of them.
Yeah, but you get to pick which one it is.
Of the two.
Which one would you pick? Here's Five Leaf Clover.
I know them both. That's a good one. What's the next one?
Love You Anyway.
Okay. There's just some things that lead a man no choice. Like a compass needle needing its true north.
Is that it?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Ryan Roberts lives in Hawaii. He is a ceramics teacher at the Lolani School in Honolulu, and he's got his two kids in the car. He's just left work, and he's driving. He sees this lady, like, on the side of the road. Her car's got the hazard lights on. Like, hey, help, help. He pulls over. Like, what's wrong? Turns out the lady's 100-year-old mother is choking and she's in the car.
Just randomly.
Randomly. And then Ryan's like, you know what? I'm CPR certified. Let me see what I can do. He does the Heimlich. Right, Lunchbox?
That's right. Yeah. Got to do it a little harder than that, though.
Huh, huh, huh.
Heinen. More like,
oh, you're asking him because he has sound effects, not because he knows the Heinen.
No, no, he's the sound effects
guy.
Got it. And so out comes a throat lozenge. You know, I guess she was,
spits it out.
And it came out, and she was okay. Turns out there was another off-duty EMS guy driving by. He made sure she was okay, saved the lady. But here's the deal. When the paramedics and everyone showed up, Ryan was gone. They were like, who was that guy? Well, they found Ryan because he was wearing the school t-shirt, so they tracked him down, and they know it's Ryan. And it turns out Ryan has actually saved people five other times.
The fact that he just randomly saw and went over to it, and they were like, hey, come over. They just... That's just so, like, right place, right time to save her life. And she's really old.
Yeah.
100 years old.
I mean,
after one choke, she didn't die. That'd be crazy because she's like a frail.
Yeah, you would think a 100-year-old Heimlich maneuver you'd have to be.
Oh, it does say that in the story. He was very gentle. So I guess Lunchbox, it wasn't.
It was like,
yeah.
Now, my question is, once they tracked him down, what'd he get?
Nothing.
Oh. Just, he didn't want anything.
That's weird.
Just praise this story.
I think he said give it all to Lunchbox. Did ever get to you? All that stuff?
No, nothing. Oh, yeah. Nothing.
All right, that's a great story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.